Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations, text number 52? 53, okay. That's interesting. This is the last verse of the chapter. And I haven't read it yet, so this is going to be... Mayam vanayato musha.
Mayam vanayato musha.
Ishvarasya anumodataha.
Ishvarasya anumodataha.
Shrinvata svataya nityam.
Shrinvata svataya nityam.
Mayayatma namuhyati.
Mayayatma namuhyati.
Affairs of the external energy.
Affairs of the external energy.
Vanayataha.
Vanayataha.
While describing.
While describing.
Amushya.
Amushya.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Ishvarasya.
Ishvarasya.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Anumodataha.
Anumodataha.
Thus appreciating.
Thus appreciating.
Shrinvataha.
Shrinvataha.
Thus hearing.
Thus hearing.
Shradaya.
Shradaya.
With devotion.
Devotion.
Nityam.
Nityam.
Regularly.
Regularly.
Mayaya.
Mayaya.
By the illusory energy.
By the illusory energy.
Atma.
Atma.
The living entity.
The living entity.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Muhyati.
Muhyati.
Becomes illusioned.
Illusioned.
The Lord's activities in association with his different energies should be described, appreciated, and heard in accordance with the teachings of the Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord. Purport: the science of learning a subject matter seriously is different from the sentiments of fanatics. Fanatics or fools may consider the Lord's activities in relation with the material energy to be useless for them, and they may falsely claim to be higher participants in the internal energy of the Lord. But factually, the Lord's activities in relation with the external energy and the internal energy are equally good. On the other hand, those who are not completely free from the clutches of the Lord's external energy should devoutly hear regularly about the activities of the Lord in relation with the external energy. They should not foolishly jump up to the activities of the internal energy, falsely attracted by the Lord's internal potential activities like his Rasa Leela. The cheap reciters of the Bhagavatam are very much enthusiastic about the Lord's internal potential activities, and the pseudo-devotees absorbed in material sense enjoyment falsely jump to the stage of liberated souls and thus fall down deeply into the clutches of external energy. Some of them think that to hear about the pastimes of the Lord means to hear about his activities with the gopis or about his pastimes like lifting the Govardhan hill, and they have nothing to do with the Lord's plenary expansions as the Purusha avatars and their pastimes of the creation, maintenance and destruction or annihilation of the material worlds. But a pure devotee knows that there is no difference between the pastimes of the Lord either in Rasa Leela or in creation, maintenance or destruction of the material world. Rather, the descriptions of such activities of the Lord as the Purusha avatars are specifically meant for persons who are in the clutches of the external energy. Topics like the Rasa Leela are meant for the liberated souls and not for the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls, therefore, must hear with appreciation and devotion the Lord's pastimes in relationship with the external energy, and such acts are as good as the hearing of Rasa Leela in the liberated stage. A conditioned soul should not imitate the activities of liberated souls. Lord Sri Chaitanya never indulged in hearing the Rasa Leela with ordinary men. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the science of God, the first nine cantos prepare the ground for hearing the tenth canto. This will be further explained in the last chapter of this canto. In the third canto, it will be more explicit. A pure devotee of the Lord, therefore, must begin reading or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning and not from the tenth canto. This is the main point, right? How do we know this is the main point?
It's coming up in the truth.
If 10th canto, if you go, you will not understand who is the Lord.
Hang on. What did you say?
Prabhupada is repeating his point again and again.
Yeah, maybe.
10th canto is for. Because initial canto, if you read, this will create the ground to read the 10th canto. So,
yes. But how do we know this is the main point of this purport? Okay. No, because Prabhupada says here, therefore, or he will say sometimes, in conclusion, Okay, so it says here, a pure devotee of the Lord, therefore, must begin reading or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning and not from the 10th canto. We have several times been requested by some so-called devotees to take up the 10th canto immediately. But we have refrained from such an action because we wish to present Srimad Bhagavatam as the science of Godhead, and not as a sensuous understanding for the conditioned souls. This is forbidden by such authorities as Sri Brahmaji. By reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam as a scientific presentation, the conditioned souls will gradually be promoted to the higher status of transcendental knowledge after being freed from the illusory energy based on sense enjoyment. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the second canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. Let's see if I can find something quickly. If I can't find it quickly, then we'll forget about it. Doesn't look like I'm going to be able to, but let's just see. Just in the latest Krishna. Ah, here we go. Om Agyana Timirandasya Kananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Garim Yad Kripatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Somewhat related. I'm going to read this just as a this is from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. He says, there is no doubt that what you have learned about Ashtakaliya Leela Smaranam from the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan is praiseworthy. But this subject matter is not to be understood while one is full of anattas. These matters are realized by a qualified person while chanting the holy names of Hari. This is called self-realization. One's constitutional position is awakened when all anattas, unwanted things, are destroyed. When one's constitutional position is revived, eternal realization of the self is automatically achieved. No one can artificially teach that to another person. Still, the realization one attains while sincerely chanting the holy names of Hari should be approved by the spiritual master and other Vaishnavas. The advice that inexperienced spiritual masters residing in different places artificially impose on the minds of unfit practitioners cannot be accepted as a useful introduction to perfection. A self-realized person is automatically known by his characteristics, and a spiritual master simply helps him advance on the path of worshipping the Supreme Lord. I have nothing more to say about this. According to the degree of advancement on the path of bhajan, these things naturally manifest to the non-duplicitous service-inclined heart. Okay, so the science of learning a subject matter seriously is different from the sentiments of fanatics. Right? The science. Prabhupada was very particular about the application of devotional service so that the end result would be meritorious, effective, would lead us to the proper conclusions or the proper conclusion. First conclusion being that we understand that we're not the body. This is the basic understanding that we should come to. And it's interesting in this quotation from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, when once freed from this bodily concept of life, then automatically one's spiritual identity will be revealed. It can't be superimposed by somebody else or by some other. But that depends on following the process properly. So this point is being made here in this purport by Srila Prabhupada, that one has to apply oneself to the hearing and understanding, the hearing and the absorption, and then the understanding of the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is done gradually by working through the cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1, then 2, then 3, then 4, etc., up till 9. And that the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the pastimes of his devotees in various stages of advancement, by understanding the philosophical implications of the activities of the Lord and the activities of his devotees as developed in the Srimad Bhagavatam systematically, or as Prabhupada would say, scientifically. Yeah, how did Prabhupada explain scientifically? Can anybody recall? What's one of the examples or one of the meanings that Srila Prabhupada would apply to the science of devotional service? What's the example that he used? Anybody know? Anybody like to guess?
I'm just guessing.
You're just guessing.
He says this.
You know, there's a man who won a lot of money just the other day in, what is it, the Wheel of Fortune or whatever. He got the, I only saw the headline in the paper, but it said something like, the most difficult question, he guessed it and he got it right. So, let's see what happens. Practical, yes. That's not what I was thinking, though. Prabhupada gives the example of doing an experiment in a laboratory. If you add chemical A with chemical B, mix them together for a certain amount of time, add a certain amount of heat, then you'll get a reaction. And then the reaction will produce a result. And if one follows that same process, then each time you'll produce the same result. Right? The same amount of A, chemical B, mix them together with the same amount of heat, and you'll get the same result each time. So similarly also, the process of bhakti, if it's combined together with the right ingredients, then you'll end up with the right result. Right? So in this sense, Prabhupada would say, it's scientific. Because if you add the chanting of Hare Krishna, if you add the association of the devotees, if you add the regular hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you add the worship of the deities, if you add residing in a sacred place, these panchanga bhakti basically, of course there are many other aspects of devotional service, But if you add all of these ingredients together in the right combination, then you'll end up with the same result. What will that result be? Yeah, love of Krishna. And all of the corollaries, or the things that come before it, actually before love of Krishna, comes a realization that we're not the body, that we're spiritual by nature, that we're a servant. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to be applied systematically, or the hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to be pursued systematically. What does Prabhupada say? Therefore, a pure devotee of the Lord must begin reading or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning and not from the 10th canto. Huh? Sentimental fanatics may go to the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, but without the progressive development of pure Krishna consciousness or pure devotional service, if one jumps to the pastimes of Krishna, especially the Rasa Leela, one risks the inevitable misinterpretation of those pastimes and will see them not as the interaction of the internal energy of the Lord with the Lord himself as the possessor or the proprietor thereof, but one will mistake them for simply material activities. And instead of being purified by the hearing of those pastimes, one's consciousness will be, what will happen is material desires will rise up within the heart. So this is why Prabhupada makes this point. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, he says, this is how Brahmaji and others within our line have recommended or encouraged us to study the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is that the pastimes, we've just been hearing them, of the scheduled incarnations, some of them of which their interactions of the Lord with the material energy and how he creates the material universe as they expand from the breathing of Mahavishnu. And then within those, within the breathing, from the pores of his skin, come the seeds of the various universes. And then within those universes, he appears again as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and then as Chiradakshaya Vishnu, he appears again within the whole of the creation as the Supersoul. So it's kind of like the Lord interacting with the material energy, is what it appears to be. But in order to gain a greater appreciation of who the Lord is and how he is superior to and transcendental to the effects and the interactions and the machinations of the material energy, purifies the consciousness of the hearer. One has to be thoroughly pure in heart to be able to appreciate and be properly purified by the pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a very real danger that one not prematurely jump to the very intimate and personal dealings of Krishna with his most confidential associates in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam without having been fully purified. So this is the warning. This is a warning here. The chief reciters of the Bhagavatam are very much enthusiastic about the Lord's internal potential activities. And the pseudo-devotees, absorbed in material sense enjoyment, falsely jump to the stage of liberated souls and thus fall down deeply into the clutches of external energy. But Prabhupada says here, the descriptions of his pastimes in the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the material worlds are as good as, for the neophytes, they're as good as the hearing of the Rasa Leela for the liberated souls. They're actually non-different because it's related to the Lord. But especially for the neophytes, hearing these descriptions is purifying. And so therefore that's the introductory, you know, this is the beginning, the introductory portion of the scientific development of the Srimad Bhagavatam, so that one will gradually progress, and as one progresses through the different cantos of the Bhagavatam, one will be gradually purified, one's consciousness is purified. This is mentioned in the verse. The Lord's activities in association with his different energies, that's the material energies, should be described, appreciated and heard. In accordance with the teachings of the Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord. Srimatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vridyanta Storya Bhadrani Vidu Noti Suritsatam. These pastimes of the Lord for the pure devotee are actually relishable. My Prabhupada says, the Bhagavatam is sweet everywhere. It's not that one is inferior and another is superior. One may be more intimate and so therefore be given emphasis, but actually all of the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with Krishna and Krishna's devotees and the interaction between he and his devotees. And so therefore for the pure devotee, wherever he tastes the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's sweet. Because it's about Krishna. It's connected to Krishna. But you know, it's like medicine. One has to take the medicine according to the prescription given by the doctor. Right? You don't go to the chemist, get the bottle of pills, and then just go and take the whole lot. You'll be very sick. You'll probably be sicker than you went when you went to the doctor. Right? You have to read the instructions on the label. The label will say, take your pills 2 times a day before meals. Right? So same with the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is very potent medicine. But the medicine has to be taken according to the prescription of the doctor. And that's the systematic or the scientific study or learning of the subject matter beginning from the beginning. This is the methodology. Conditioned souls therefore must hear with appreciation and devotion. There are two words here. Anumodataha means appreciating, right? And the other word here is sradaya, which Prabhupada translates as with devotion, right? Ado shraddha. In the beginning, one has to have faith. And hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam systematically is a nourishment and a development and a maturing of our faith. And the development of faith is measured pretty much by our purification. How much we are making advancement is determined by how our attraction for the material energy slackens. And as we become purified by the process of hearing and chanting, then our faith, our determination, our conviction, our enthusiasm increases. Our enthusiasm, our faith, our determination for the performance of devotional service increases as we make spiritual advancement. That's the method of studying the Srimad Bhagavatam systematically, coupled with the chanting of Hare Krishna for us. A conditioned soul should not imitate the activities of liberated souls. Right? What is it? Anu? Anu? Anukarana, as opposed to Anu Sharana. We should, which is which? Anukarana is imitation, right? And we see that, we've seen that in ISKCON, actually. We tried to imitate Prabhupada, then we discovered that we weren't Prabhupada, or some of us weren't Prabhupada. We wanted them to be Prabhupada, but and they wanted to also follow Prabhupada faithfully, but didn't work. We have to follow Prabhupada's mood and mission appropriate to our level of advancement in Krishna consciousness. We can't jump to the higher levels of realization and the higher levels of participation in Krishna's pastimes without being qualified. And so therefore one has to begin at the beginning and make sure that one has passed through the various stages of devotional development appropriately or properly. One cannot jump to an elevated position artificially. You know, we saw that in the 80s. Devotees, you know, jumped to artificially. You know, there were a good bad example. One devotee who was, you know, apparently experiencing devotional ecstasies on the Vyasasan, but it turned out that he was taking LSD. So, you know, that kind of illustrates what can happen. Right? Prabhupada says here, the pseudo-devotees absorbed in material sense enjoyment falsely jump to the stage of liberated souls and thus fall down deeply into the clutches of external energy. Very, very dangerous. Yeah. you know, how often do you see in Prabhupada's lectures, as an example, him talking about the pastimes in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam? How often? Not very often. Lord Chaitanya didn't discuss these topics in public. He had 3.5, isn't it? 3.5 intimate associates. Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, Sikhi Mahiti, and Sikhi Mahiti's sister. She was the half. Huh? But she must have been a very advanced Vaishnavi. In public, Lord Chaitanya would, and Prabhupada, would talk on the basics. Right? What are the basics? What's the ABC of spiritual life? Where do we find... You're not the body. And where do we find that information, basically? Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada, you know, most often quoted from the Bhagavad Gita in his lectures. Of course, he would quote from a variety of scripture, but he always used the Bhagavad Gita as the foundational scripture. And so Bhagavad Gita deals with the basics. So, you know, before we get to the Bhagavatam, it's recommended that we understand the Bhagavad Gita. Right? It's recommended that we understand the process of devotional service as enunciated by Rupa Goswami, and so therefore Prabhupada gave us the nectar of devotion. So in one sense, and we see it in the Bhakti Shastri course, we study the Bhagavad Gita and we study the nectar of devotion and also Isopanishad and Upadeshamrita, the nectar of instruction, because they're the basics. And they teach us the process of devotional service, how to worship the deity, how to celebrate festivals, how to, or even more basic things like how to clean your teeth, how to, you know, conduct ourselves, right? You know, wear clean clothes, keep your ashram clean, you know, some very basic things. One has to apply these very basic practices of devotional service. Rise early in the morning, worship the deity, worship the spiritual master, study the scripture regularly, take prasadam appropriately. Right? All of these things we have to learn. Then we come to the point of studying the Srimad Bhagavatam in one sense, because Prabhupada's given it, you know, it's all in one package. But we need to know the science of devotion. And we need to know how to apply it. We need to come to the platform of bhajana kriya. Adol Shraddha. Sadhu Sangot Bhajana Kriya. So we have faith, we come into the association of the devotees. From the devotees, we learn the process of bhajan. And then we, by applying that process of bhajan appropriately, we come to the point of anatta nivritti, then identifying the false identifications, the attachments, and then we start on the purifying, you know, we start on the clearing stage, if you like, of devotional service. We come initially offensive, basically out of ignorance, but as we as our knowledge and understanding of the process of devotional service increases, then we should be giving up the unwanted, the anatta, are rejected because they're not beneficial for the practice of devotional service. And then in that stage, we can gradually purify. Vidunoti suritsatam. The hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam is actually very dear to the devotees. What is it? Hridyantashta hi abhadrani. The abhadra, or inauspicious things within the heart, are gradually removed by this hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam, according to this process. Nashta prayashava badreshu nitya bhagavata sevaya. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam in this systematic process, gradually the unwanted things, the anattas or the attachments, will be removed from the heart. By the process of devotion, by Krishna's mercy, actually. So we need to know that. We need to know that science or that process. We need to apply it appropriately, properly. And as time, you know, as we progress, then we will become eligible to hear the topic, the subject matter of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. But it is a very confidential. You know, the subject matter of the Srimad Bhagavatam is described as Raja Vidya Raja Guya, very, you know, the topmost knowledge and the most confidential. But that most confidential knowledge that's contained within the 10th canon of the Bhagavatam is something which is only discussed, you know, in the association of the most advanced devotees. Lord Chaitanya didn't discuss these things in public. Srila Prabhupada didn't discuss these things in public at all. Which gives us some indication of how we should act also. Prabhupada is our, you know, as the founder Acharya, he's the ruler by which we measure everybody else's or our own activities and behaviors. And he's following in the footsteps of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, and ultimately Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya didn't discuss these things in public. So we can understand that the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is highly confidential subject matter. And should be approached with the greatest of caution. And shouldn't be jumped to prematurely. Prabhupada says, we have several times been requested by some so-called devotees to take up the 10th canto immediately, but we have refrained from such an action because we wish to present Srimad Bhagavatam as the science of Godhead and not as a sensuous understanding for the conditioned souls. This is forbidden by such authorities as Sri Brahmaji. By reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam as a scientific presentation, the conditioned souls will gradually be promoted to the highest status of transcendental knowledge after being freed from the illusory energy based on sense enjoyment. Does anybody have any comments or questions? At all. It may be. You may be advanced enough to study the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam and we're not against studying the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we should become expert at being able to explain it. We should definitely, we're not against it. But it should be done properly. And amongst, those persons who are qualified, then it is appropriate and actually we encourage it. How's that sound? Yeah. We're not against it. Once I was... I was talking to Bhujan Prabhu about studying the 10th canto of the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, we have to study it. What are we going to... Well, he said, can we turn that off? He can turn it back on now. Right? So, we should... become qualified. We're not against it. It's our philosophy and it's our practice. But we have to do it according to the schedule, not jump ahead.
Could you just explain a little bit what was Prabhupada's move then to publish the
Krishna book? So, Prabhupada actually did go to the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam before he finished translating the Bhagavatam. But he said that I've given the purports in such a way so that it can be understood in the proper perspective, so it can be seen in the proper light, even for those who are not so advanced. So, Prabhupada... It's saying, Prabhupada was very self-aware and aware. If my understanding is that Prabhupada was very context, aware of the context in which he was preaching Krishna consciousness, and so as it turned out, he wasn't able to translate the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. So it almost seems that he knew that was a real possibility, and so therefore he. So that we wouldn't have it, he gave us the summary study of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam with all of his purports, included, sufficient that we less advanced or those less advanced could understand the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam without misinterpretation. Anybody else like to make a comment about that? Yeah.
It's kind of more there that they particularly go to Rasalila.
Yeah.
But, Krishna book is not just Rasalila.
No.
It's Krishna book.
Yeah.
And it's so instructive. Krishna book's like a masterpiece.
Yeah. And it starts from the beginning. The pastimes of the childhood pastimes of Krishna and so many. Yes, and yeah. Yeah, there's... I guess we don't get to experience it so much in the West, but certainly in places like Vrindavan, there are those who encourage that. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was saying, and he was referring to the... Siddha Pranali so-called process, whereby the guru tells you what your eternal relationship is with Krishna. And so kind of jumping prematurely to a platform that one actually isn't on. And so, you know, you get, what do you get, the Shaki Beki? In where you see these men walking around Vrindavan with lipstick on and dressed up like a gopi. And peacock feathers coming out. It's a bit weird. Not quite sure whether they're a peacock or whether they're a gopi or what they are. Somebody else had a question? Arjun, Shukha?
Initially, you were discussing that how it is a science.
Yeah.
If you do the water treatment, you get the result.
Yeah.
But that sounds a fixed process, whereas we depend, there is a factor of Krishna's mercy also with our action. How do we understand that?
Well, the process of devotional service is Krishna's mercy. And we follow that process under the guidance of the spiritual master. So the spiritual master is like the expert physician in that he gives us our service and our sadhana and appropriate for our level of advancement. But that's Krishna's mercy. To get the association of the devotees, to get the guidance, to follow the process of devotional service, that's all Krishna's mercy. And it brings more mercy. But you have to follow the process. It's not that, you know, you just walk down the street and all of a sudden, you know, bring, you'll be self-realized. You have to follow the process. And, you know, it's a yoga system. It means discipline. Just read it.
Yeah.
We're not against it.
Yeah, but we don't really focus on the maybe commentaries or explanations of the intimate aspects.
No. We've got to understand that we're not the body first. Prabhupada didn't do it. The Bhagavatam class is, this is intimate. This is not public. But Prabhupada didn't do it. When you think about it, anybody like to comment?
Even though there are past and present in the Bhagavatam classes, if you consider the Radha Krishna past tense and very intimate, generally it's not discussed.
No. We're not jumping to the Rasa Leela. It'll be appropriate to the context of the class. Which Prabhupada did, you know, he would mention Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. He'd mention Krishna's pastimes as a baby. Occasionally. Yeah. Anything else? I think we can finish here. Okay, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada.